I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Music Monday here on the Word of Mom Radio Network. This is Tracy Timmons, and we have an amazing Positively Entertaining for you today with Beth Hilton. This month, she has brought Suzanne Doucette, who is her partner in creating the Sounds from the Circle compilation. They've been doing this once a year, every year for now 10 years. This is the 10th anniversary. And it's just an incredible compilation of different New Age artists. And we decided to feature that. They've actually sponsored one or two other Positively Entertaining shows in the past. And there is some information about a giveaway of the CD if you're interested, how to download the music for free. And it's all really incredible. And we're going to share some information and music from 8 of the artists. I believe there's actually 40 artists featured in total on the compilation, but we'll be sharing 8 of them with you today. And because we had a really wonderful conversation, Beth, Suzanne, and I want to just put that in the music in its entirety, I'm going to thank our sponsors for the show, one of whom is Sounds from the Circle, who you'll be hearing about throughout. And of course, as always, we are sponsored by Safety Bags, Inc. and StadiumBags.com. We also want to announce that we will be continuing our support of anti-bullying and the end of teenage suicide. And in November, we will be featuring a new interview with Kelly Carius of No Such Thing as a Bully and Moment of Kindness, and continuing to support those efforts. Tomorrow, please tune in to hear Catherine Hodder, who is the founder of Hodder Inc. And they have law office from a laptop, which is a way that mompreneurs can be attorneys and have their own practice out of home. And we're excited to share that. But now let's listen to some of the incredible music from Sounds of the Circle and my conversation. This is Tracy Timmons with Beth Ann Hilton and Suzanne Doucette of Sounds from the Circle.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We're going to have this really wonderful harvest chill, sharing so much of the great music from Sounds of the Circle, and just really share so much of the music with our audience, and just talk a little bit to give them a sense of what they're listening to and give them so much of this really great music on Positively Entertaining this month.
Hey, Tracy, thank you so much. Well, it was
definitely an idea that the time has come with, I think, everything that's been happening in our world. We're all ready to take a little break and breathe and rejuvenate, and we need to do that before the holidays. So we thought, why not get together and look at celebrating the women in the sounds from the circle? And for a couple of reasons. One is that it sounds from the circle 10, 10th anniversary of this wonderful compilation that comes out every year, produced by our special guest today, Suzanne Doucet.
Hello.
So, hi, Suzanne, are you there?
Hi, Beth and Tracy. Yes, I'm so excited to be with you on your wonderful show, Tracy, and excited to be part of this. Yeah.
Well, can I brag about you for a few minutes?
Sure.
Please do that. And let me just say, as you brag about her, Suzanne, I just want to say thank you for the fact that you do this every year, that you take the time to produce this great compilation of such wonderful music.
Yeah, with my co-producer, Beth Hilton, and it's really a joy and a pleasure to do that every year.
Oh, the secret's
out. It's a lot
out.
Of work. It's a lot of work, though, I have to say that. But
yes,
we both enjoy it.
Yeah, it's amazing, and maybe we'll talk about some of the first people that we promoted in that first compilation 10 years ago, but I can't believe it's already 10 years later. But this is... Yeah, really special. And let me just tell you a little bit about Suzanne before we go into the music. And we do want to play a lot of music because this is music that is rejuvenating, relaxing, healing, the full range of New Age music that you'll get today. And it's pretty impressive. So Suzanne is an award-winning composer, producer, recording artist, and a former pop star from Europe, specifically Germany. Suzanne became one of the pioneers in the New Age music industry in West Germany and is now recognized as one of the foremost authorities on the subject worldwide. And she has worked with just about everyone in this genre that you can think of, from Stephen Halpern to Kitaro. And, Suzanne, you could go on and on. Paul Horn, Brian Eno.
I could go on and on, yes.
Paul Winter, her name is always in that mix with the greats of New Age. So she's a composer and producer as well, and that was her song Spirit Walk that we heard on the way in, and it is a part of Sounds from the Circle 10. So Suzanne, tell us a little bit about how the circle, you know, got started, just briefly, and then let's introduce one of our first songs.
Yes, we can actually go all the way back to the 80s, where we had started the New Age Music Network to bring all the people in New Age music together. We produced three conferences, and then in 95, I decided to put it up online, and then in the early 2000s, you know, with you as a partner in this whole venture, you know, we decided to kind of broaden the scope and then to start producing these compilations. I think we did the first one in 2008, right?
Can't believe
and that
it.
Was like,
wow.
And we did it like within a short period of time. Nobody believed that we could do it. We took it to one of the big shows in Denver, and it was like, wow. Anyway,
yeah.
So here we are with number 10. And,
brilliant.
You know, I mean, imagine this is like 400 tracks. No, it's probably 500 tracks that we put together on this compilation, because they're like 40 tracks per CD.
Yeah, let's tell everyone how that works, because Suzanne really came up with a clever technology to take the MP3s and compress them and to fit on this CD-ROM kind of a compilation disc and on Spotify.
Make it an 40 songs on one?
Uh-huh.
Make it an MP3 compilation instead of putting WAV files. We put MP3 files, high-definition MP3 files, which now basically everybody has an MP3 player. So every CD player also plays MP3, and that's why we decided to do that.
Yeah, so it's almost 4 hours of music on some of them, basically, which makes it great for massage and yoga, and that's why we give them away wherever we can get
also
out
for
to
driving.
Shows, conferences, fairs, you name it. And for driving,
and it's also, It's great for driving because if you have like a longer drive, you just pop in the CD and it will really, really keep you awake and relaxed at the same time. That's mm-hmm. like the one of the secrets of our music is that it puts you in a state of high alertness but also deep relaxation, which is wonderful, you know, for something mm-hmm. like driving.
And it's so true, Suzanne, you know, as I was preparing for today's show, I listened through one of our more recent formats and platforms for it, which is Spotify. And right. I was listening, and I found that I was so focused while I was working.
Great. Mm-hmm.
It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Music for studying as well. Yeah, I mean, there's mm-hmm. so many applications. It's like healing, it's massage, it's driving, it's studying. Studying is a huge part of this because people really need an environment where they can learn without distraction, and also they don't want to have music that is kind of tensing them up. No, so it's, right. again, so, it's that alpha wave state, which is in mm-hmm. scientific terms, where you're highly alert but also deeply relaxed.
Right. So bringing that full circle to our mompreneurs out there on Word of Mom Radio, this is also something that can bring a lot of peace and relaxation to your home and
exactly.
to study time and for kids to get ready for bed. You know, if you're putting on your essential oils, you also want to, you know, 8 o'clock to calm everyone down. You want to also put on the right music to get everyone
exactly.
into the zone to study and go to bed.
Yeah.
And just to rejuvenate yourself during the day, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Have that
so
me
you
time.
Can use it all day long and mm-hmm. all night long.
Right. So let's share a little bit about just a few of the artists. Like Suzanne said, there's so many, even on Sounds from the Circle 10. There are 40 artists and tracks
wow.
here. So we just picked some of the women from the group. It's, of course, men and women on the CD, but today we're focusing here in this way. And let's talk about Megan Chesky and her track Satnam, which is really beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful, yeah. She sings her own original melodies, and she composed, and on this track, she composed the music for this ancient mantra. But she's just purely layering vocals. Kind of, you could compare it to Gregorian chant. And mm-hmm. she says it's medicine for the soul, mind, heart, and body.
Okay, let's listen to Megan Chesky.
So.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she wonderful? She has a great website, too, if you want to go and get to know more about her and so much more music. So That was Megan Chasky and her song Sat Nam. And, you know, this is, again, just one of the many sounds from the circle. And Suzanne, what would you say about the range of music, the genres and the subgenres within New Age? You know, you have sort of a kirtan and it was kind of a fusion there, wasn't it?
You know what? We used to have already in the 80s like 112 different subcategories in New Age, because virtually every musical style and every musical instrumentation has been used. And there is classical influence, jazz influence, there's world influence, there's virtually every type of music is being used by New Age artists to express their specific type of music. But I would say what we are listing on our compilations, you might want to read the little description on the cover. Beth, do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, it's music to enlighten your life and harmonize your world. And so there are many sort of moods or
we have
genres
like
in here,
chill
from
and
magical,
and,
mystical, electronic,
and
piano, zen, spiritual, you name it. Well, let's go into our next one. Tell us a little bit about this next song, Glow, with or by the Haiku Project, which is on
Real Music. the artist is Henrik Heitebal. I hope I pronounced it correctly. He's from Denmark, and he was attracted to the Japanese poetry, which is haiku. Mm-hmm. Haiku is Japanese poetry, and so he created a whole album around it with that beautiful, beautiful singer that you will hear on the Haiku Project. Let me see. Sarah Grabel, also from Denmark. She is the voice, the magical voice on this track.
Yeah, she comes in right away, and it's just stunning. And I know when I was working along to the CD, it really caught my ear, and I said, oh, I have to go see more about her. So.
Seid ditt smake ansikt, se vatten det vila, se vatten det vila.
Really different, very unique, I think. Oh, are you feeling it, Tracy?
I am. I'm getting so relaxed, Beth and Suzanne. Thank you so much.
Good.
What I needed tonight.
Good. Well, let's keep that zone flowing now and go into talking about Om Shanti, which is by Pamela Jamian.
Yes. Well, she says that her music, she creates music that resonates with the life force in your body and spirit, leading to an awareness of your inner essence. And she has been doing the same type of mantras for years. I think we've included almost in every single compilation one track from Pamela, and it's always these incredible, beautiful mantras that she creates for the same purpose. Your inner essence enlivens and involves the quality and experiences of your life. And her website is PamelaJanian.com.
Right, and let's have a listen, and then you just reminded me that we should tell everyone where they can also tune into the circle themselves, but we'll do that when we get back.
Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
An assuredness that comes through. It's really wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. And I think she also does workshops, and, you know, she works in that field just 100,000%.
Oh, terrific.
Beth, what always turns me on so much about all the artists that you share on Positively Entertaining is that sense of groundedness and that sense of, you know, just such connection to their music and just, you know, connection to the earth even, you know, just feeling just so comforted and warm.
And it's so global. Isn't that amazing how it's like artists from all over the world, you know, from Singapore or New Zealand or Norway, Denmark, whatever. Of course, many artists in the U.S. And, I'm always amazed to see how they're all pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, that's true. You know, this is really a compilation and a group of artists that you can look at and have hope for unity and peace. You know, the music has usually always got an underlying intention of peace or healing in one way or another. So,
and it's very nice. I'm sorry. It's very nice to see what Cecily is saying about that, what you just mentioned. With her song Fearless, he says it's a song about how darkness and fear cannot prevail in a world where we are one with ourselves and our true nature. Isn't that beautiful?
What a great transition that was, Suzanne.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, let's listen to that, and then we'll tell some folks how they can win some of these compilations when we get back.
Awesome. Good. Let's hear Fearless.
Always dies in the sunlight. Every dream that you dream in the night disappears in the daylight. Feel the wind, hear the breeze, know your way, seize the day. Dreaming, and the rain wash away all your sorrows.
Well, by now, Beth, having heard all of this incredible music, I know everyone wants to know how to access it. So let us know.
Right. Okay. Well, we have an open group on Facebook where a lot of the artists share not only their existing music, but new music that's coming up too. And you can find that group by searching online at Facebook, Sounds from the Circle, and then look for the rest of the title, Music Compilations of New Age Music Circle Artists. So it'll look like a very long title, but you'll know you're at the right place.
Yeah, and also you can
all the covers. Yeah.
Right. And you can also go online and look for the website of the actual circle, which
yep,
has now
you can join the group.
2,000 members. So if you're involved with New Age music, or if you're like a fanatic listener, you know, or a musician or a producer, then this is for you. Mm-hmm. And that's New Age Music with a K, New Age Music K dot Ning, N-I-N-G dot com. But you can also see the link on Facebook, on the Facebook group.
Yes,
right.
And we're going to have on our page for the show and the blog post connection and the posts we make for the show, we're going to have the link to the Facebook group. And Beth, tell us about the giveaway of the CD if anyone is interested in having a CD of the compilation.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah,
we figured that we'd give it away by Halloween. I mean, this is all about the harvest and sort of going within, and we'll give everyone time to hear the show today and in the archives. And if you join the Facebook group by the 31st, then I will be entering your name to win a couple compilations, and I'll just pull them out of a hat and reach back to you through Facebook to see how I can get it to you. Or
Great.
We can give you the Spotify link as well. But the actual physical compilation is really nice to have because it has all of the beautiful album covers, all the artists' URLs, and, you know, it's just really portable, something you want to have in the car too.
Wow, yeah. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, everyone should make a point to join that group. And if you join between now and October 31st, you will automatically be entered into the drawing for the CD. And we will be including the Spotify link as well, as I'm sure you can find that there on the Facebook page
mm-hmm.
as well, Beth.
Yes, and we also have a Twitter page, at Sounds from the Circle, but it's at SoundsFT. Circle all spelled out. So we'll put all that on the link at the site for Word of Mom.
Great. Yes, we'll make sure to put that all there.
Yeah, you
so,
also find links on our own sites, right, Beth, on your website, on mine. So wherever they go, they can find those links.
Yes, yes. Let's see, who haven't we listened to yet? How about Kathy Mathis?
Let's
hear about Kathy.
Mm-hmm. She's a very inspired artist. She plays guitar, and she is intending to create healing energy with her music. It's very pure, and it's very beautiful what she creates, and that's her intention. And she mm-hmm. believes that beauty and love and peace has a healing impact on whoever listens.
Mm. And of course it does.
Yeah.
So
and
here
it's all in love.
Right. It's all in love. Kathy Mathis. Let's listen.
Thank you.
It really is all in love, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we have to keep that in mind every day. Every day. It's so easy to get wrapped up in all the drama of our lives.
Yeah.
You know? Let go in love. Let go in love.
Yeah, you know, we do not get political here at the Word of Mom Radio Network. But in the last 2 years, I actually have a friend who has literally posted every single day on social media since the 2016 election, just mm-hmm. simply the words with different backgrounds, love is stronger. And I make a point to love his post every day. I look for it every day and love it.
I love it. And, that is great.
I don't have the dedication he has, but I literally have sometimes posted just, I choose love, because I think it's so important in these times to remember that that's what we need to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's actually also prior. You see, we just have to let go of the
mm-hmm.
noise and the
yep.
drama, mm-hmm. and we're right there, because it's already there. You
yeah,
know,
that
so
is our
like
inherent
the,
way of being, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what I
love about this music. It's a great reminder of that.
Mm-hmm. And it just
yeah,
more
it,
quickly brings you to that place.
It helps you to relax and to just let go and just be,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
you are already, but you just have to remind yourself that you are that, right?
Yep. And it is for everyone. I don't care, you know, kind of what side of politics you're on, everyone is feeling stress.
Yes.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is
I
true.
Want everybody to benefit from this music. Absolutely.
Right. And again, I only brought up the election even to say that's when it started. That's how long this guy has
mm-hmm.
been doing this, literally every day. But I agree with everyone on whatever side you're on.
Yeah.
You know, the only important thing is to remember that, we're all human beings and we all need to love each other.
Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
I feel it starts small. It starts small and emanates out. It doesn't start
mm-hmm.
with them, whoever they are out there somewhere, you know. So
right.
if we can bring this peace to our homes and our car and our errands or our workout, whatever it is, you know, we bring this in, it begins with us. And then it will emanate outwards. So our next song is from a gentleman who knows a lot about that, Peter Cater. He's a good friend of Suzanne's and mine. And he did a
Grammy winner
album. Yeah, won the Grammy last year. Fantastic. And he did a beautiful album called She. And, you know, he was inspired. And the song is called She Whispers in Tall Grasses. And they, the singer's name,
Pia.
I'm not sure. Pia.
Pia. Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic
yeah.
singer. Wait till you hear this voice. Enjoy.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth and Suzanne, believe it or not, we've been, even though we've shared so much of the music and haven't even spent very much time talking, we're really pretty close to being completely out of time this week. So I know that the artist that we're going to close out the show with is also an artist we're going to feature next month on Positively Entertaining in November, who is Say. So I think we can be fairly brief about her today and just close out with the song and tease everybody with the fact that they need to listen in next month to learn more about her.
Yeah, absolutely. Say is a really well-known, loved, and respected New Age artist, and she's got four albums, I think, out there, many award-winning albums, and she has a beautiful winter, kind of winter holiday album coming out very soon. So the gift. A Winter Blessing, The Gift.
Yes.
It's going to be coming very soon, so we will be sharing some of that on the show and, you know, hear some of Say's philosophies around the world. She's very educated about the environment, too, and sustainability. So she's a really incredible talent. Let's her music now. And
Excellent. And I'm just going to, as we start into the song, I'm going to say thank you both to you, Beth, as always, for being so positively entertaining. And Suzanne, thank you again for putting this together and for sharing your artists with us today.
Thank you.
I will encourage everybody again to go to the Facebook group and to try to win the CD, or whether or not you even want the physical CD, just, you know, connect with it on Spotify and connect with this fabulous group of artists. Thank you, ladies.
Wonderful. Thank you so thank much, you, Suzanne. Tracy. Thank you for doing this wonderful show. And thank you.
Thanks, Beth. Suzanne. Thanks for all the compilations. All the artists appreciate you so much.
Yeah, I hope everybody will enjoy. Thank you.